The halls are decked, the presents are wrapped. Families across Pennsylvania slow down for just a bit. It's a good moment to reflect on something that doesn't always get enough attention this time of year. The kind of policies we want wrapped up and delivered in Harrisburg for 2026. Americans for Prosperity Pennsylvania has put together our Christmas policy wish list. And it's not about partisan talking points. It's about common sense reforms that respect taxpayers, strengthen accountability, and expand opportunity for working families. At the top of our list is the RAINS Act, Senate Bill 333, introduced by Senator Don Kiefer of York County. This legislation already passed the Pennsylvania Senate this year and now sits in the House awaiting a vote. The idea behind RAINS is simple but powerful. If a regulation is going to cost Pennsylvanians more than $1 million a year, it shouldn't be written and imposed by unelected bureaucrats alone. It should get an up or down vote by the people you elected to represent you in Harrisburg. For too long, costly regulations have driven up prices, slowed job growth, and squeezed small businesses without real accountability. The RAINS Act restores a basic principle of representative government. If lawmakers are willing to pass a regulation, they should also be willing to publicly stand behind it. The Senate has done its job. Now it's time for House Democrats to step up and give Pennsylvanians the transparency and oversight they deserve. That same spirit of accountability carries over into the Responsible Budgeting Act, House Bill 1947, introduced by Representative Tom Jones of Lancaster County. Pennsylvanians know how to live within our means. Families do it, small businesses do it. Harrisburg too often does not. Over the past several budget cycles, state spending has grown faster than revenues, creating structural problems that will eventually lead to higher taxes or painful cuts. The Responsible Budgeting Act would put guardrails in place by tying spending growth to economic growth and revenue, helping ensure the Commonwealth doesn't spend tomorrow's money today. This isn't about slashing essential services. It's about discipline, predictability, and protecting taxpayers from the kind of budget gimmicks that always come back to bite us later. And finally, there's housing, one of the biggest cost of living pressures facing Pennsylvanians right now. Whether you're a young family trying to buy your first home, an employee looking to live closer to your job, or a senior citizen hoping to downsize, the message is the same. Housing costs too much and supply is too limited. A big reason why is outdated zoning and land use rules that make it harder to build the kinds of homes people need. AFPPA's wish list includes reforms that would reduce unnecessary restrictions and allow more flexibility in how communities grow. This includes updating code so that cities, boroughs, towns, and townships with more than 5,000 residents permit duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes in areas currently zoned only for single-family homes. This doesn't eliminate single-family neighborhoods, nor does it force anyone to change how they live. It simply allows more housing options, increases supply, and helps bring prices back within reach for everyday Pennsylvanians. Taken together, this Christmas policy wish list reflects a vision most Pennsylvanians can get behind. Rein in runaway regulations, spend responsibly, and make it easier, not harder, for families to afford a place to live. Lawmakers in Harrisburg should remember who they work for. Pennsylvanians aren't asking for grand gestures or big government experiments. We're simply asking for accountability, affordability, and the freedom to build a better life. That's a wish list worth delivering in 2026. Learn how you can play a role in bringing this policy wish list to life by joining our team of freedom-fighting activists at afppennsylvania.com. This is Emily Green, State Director with Americans for Prosperity, Pennsylvania.